We have a quick update now on next week's showdown in Washington. On Tuesday, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will speak before Congress, an invitation he accepted from Republicans without consulting the White House. The visit will coincide with talks between the U.S. and other Western leaders and Iran on the future of Iran's nuclear program. The Prime Minister was invited by Republican House Speaker John Boehner, who's been critical of the talks for not being vigilant enough about keeping Iran from converting the peaceful use of nuclear energy to nuclear weapons. Today, Boehner reiterated that a bad deal with Iran would be destructive, and he rejected criticism from National Security Advisor Susan Rice that Netanyahu's speech would be destructive to U.S.-Israeli relations. Meanwhile, in an attempt to improve those relations, today the White House announced that it will send Rice and U.N. Ambassador Samantha Power to this weekend's annual conference of the top lobbying group, the American-Israeli Public Affairs Committee. The White House had considered passing on the meeting. We will follow all of this delicate diplomatic dance over the next few days. Meanwhile, another form of dance.
I don't want to be that girl with your guy to fool you, make you cry, wreck it all for one night to be with him when he should be with you. I don't want all the dirty love.
Many of you will recognize that voice. How about this one?
Me and my baby and me. We're about as happy as babies can be. What if I find that I'm caught in a storm? I don't care, my baby's there and baby's bound to keep me warm. We're sticking
they are
together.
Both country music superstar Jennifer Nettles of the Grammy-winning country trio then duo Sugarland, who's now traded in her boots and much of her clothing, in fact, for the black tights and high-heeled dance shoes worn by Roxy Hart, a murderess singing and dancing and whiling the time away while she awaits trial in 1920s Jazz A Chicago in the Broadway musical of the same name. And Jennifer Nettles, now star of Chicago, joins us from the studios of WNYC. Jennifer, welcome.
Thank you very much. I'm excited to chat with you and, of course, excited about Broadway and all things musical and fun.
Well, there you are, your Broadway debut, a character based on a real-life 1924 accused murderer, Roxy, who's now been played by the Broadway greats, Anne Reinking, Liza Minnelli, Beebe Newworth. No pressure.
Right.
I mean, did you feel pressure?
You know, in some ways, but I'll tell you something, Robin. It's something that I've always dreamed of doing, and I grew up doing theater. And I did it through high school and college, too, and sort of came to a point in college toward the end where I had to make a decision. Okay, am I going to try to pursue the theater route? Am I going to try to pursue the singer-songwriter? And I went the singer-songwriter route, and I'm so glad that I did. And yet, the whole time, I've kept this passion aflame, you know, for musical theater. And I love the stage. I love the live performing arts. And so while on one hand, it was a bit intimidating because it is Broadway. Conceptually, for me, it wasn't new.
So you had some college theater training, but then this is Broadway. You trained with Anne Reinking, again, a muse of Bob Fosse, the choreographer of Chicago. For those who don't follow Broadway, just remember the late Robin Williams in Birdcage giving the dance instructions when he said, Fosse, Fosse, Fosse.
That's right.
it's difficult. It's a detailed dance. What was it like to train with the great Anne Reinking?
Well, first of all, fabulous. She is just a powder keg of creativity. She's so exciting to work with because she gets so excited, and it's still very fresh and new to her. Even still, there were times in the moment, you know, where she would be creating and change things, which of course felt very flattering because it's like, okay, well, this is your originating piece right here of this particular song that I would be performing. So all of that was really super exciting and in some ways intimidating, but she's also really very warm, and as all great teachers are, she makes it accessible and puts it in a language that you can understand. But for me, the dancing was the newest element. I mean, I love to dance, but I'm not a trained dancer, so it was definitely the part on which I worked the hardest.
Well, wait a minute. We understand you took tap when you were like 5.
Right. I guess I should say, if that really counts.
Well, and the New York Times interviewed you. We'll post that at hereandnow.org because they've got a beautiful little piece of you learning how to do this. But, you know, they asked the question, she can do this, she can do that, but can she do the mess around? which is one of the fussy moves.
You know, it was 4 to 5 hours a day, 6 days a week were the rehearsals for a month. And it was good because I really do feel like that vocabulary is there now. It took a little bit to learn that physical language, you know, of really the elegance and the specificity that Fosse requires. Someone might look at it and think, oh, that looks so very simple, but there are like four things going on at one time, and it's all very intentional.
And where your little pinky is counts.
Now, exactly.
You know, you've played in arenas, you know, where, well, tell me about the difference between performing as a singer and then now being an actor on Broadway.
I'll tell you, one of the joys of the difference is just vocally what I'm able to do with my voice. So I'm not trying to say, hey, I hope you like this new part of my voice, to market myself in that way. It is a character that I'm playing, which is joyous for me to get to celebrate other sounds and other textures in my voice. You do have to be really big, though, and that is a difference. As a singer-songwriter, if you feel something physically that you're going to tell a bit of your story physically as you're singing it, it has to be more nuanced. Otherwise, it looks affected and it feels inauthentic. And yet it took me a bit on stage to realize, no, if I'm feeling something authentically, physically, to translate this particular lyric, it has to be decided and big and much bigger than I would do it if I were on the singer-songwriter stage.
Well, let's listen to Roxy's signature song from Chicago.
The name on everybody's lips is gonna be
Jennifer Nettles, from what we can see, this is not a Southern Roxy.
Mm-mm. No, it's called acting. Because Roxy isn't Southern, even though there is a portion of the musical where the story of her life, quote-unquote, gets rewritten by Billy, the lawyer, and he says, you know, oh, now you're from Mississippi. And so I do get to say, as if I'm pretending I'm from Mississippi, you know, ladies and gentlemen, I'm just so flattered y'all came to see little old me. But, you know, the rest of the show, she's clearly not from the South.
We know you grew up in the Southern Baptist Church, and you've attributed a lot of your sense of musicality to that. Mm-hmm. And feeling to that. But yeah. I'm wondering, what must they be thinking at the Southern Baptist Church now?
Let me tell you a funny story, Robin. As a matter of fact, last night, two of the folks from my hometown, the husband is a pastor and his wife obviously is a pastor's wife, and they came to the show. They had just come from a trip to Israel, and they stopped back on their way through New York, and they came to the show, and they were laughing because they said, well, we've been to the holy tombs of Israel, and now here we are at Broadway watching Chicago, to which one of them said, yes, we've gone from the Holy Land to Holy Moly. So the great thing is, though, is that they're also excited.
Well, your first solo project since the pause of Sugarland, the duo with Christian Bush. Kristen Hall was with you when it was a trio. Mm-hmm. Is there a sort of, how are we going to keep them down on the farm, you know, now that you've seen Paris aspect to this? Will you be going back to country?
Of course, yeah. I hope to be able to make a new record this year. We'll see if the stars align for that, but I definitely want to. You know, I love the foundation of my fans that I have, and I appreciate those who let me grow. And, yeah, I would love to do that for sure.
Jennifer Nettles, country music star, currently playing Roxy Hart in the Broadway musical Chicago. Jennifer, pick a Sugarland song for us to go out on.
Well... I mean, Stay always comes to mind just because it was such a big song for us. Either Stay or Incredible Machine.
Okay.
They're two different ends of the spectrum there.
Okey-doke. Jennifer Nettles, thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Robin.
Why don't you stay? I'm down on my knees. I'm so tired of being lonely. Don't I give you what you need?
Jennifer Nettles will be starring in Chicago through March 29th. We mentioned that Bob Fosse moved The Mess Around. Others are The Broken Doll, Dusting the Piano Bench. We'll get a link at herenow.org, where, don't forget, you can already see that video of her preparing for the role. But meanwhile, let's just listen to her sing.
Why don't you stay?